Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 426 for Tuesday, June 9th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished weaker Tuesday as forecasts calling for rain in Saskatchewan, Alberta later this week weighed on the market. The stronger Canadian dollar relative to its U.S. counterpart was also bearish for values as it made canola less attractive on the international market, while U.S. soy oil was weaker, which also contributed to the declines. Canola was down $2 to $6, with the nearby July contract down $6 at $491, while the most frequently traded November contract was down $5.40 at $489.50 per ton. Traders were also positioning themselves ahead of tomorrow's monthly crop supply and demand report compiled by the USDA. However, gains in U.S. soybeans and soy meal limited the losses. Despite the new forecast calling for rain, many areas in the prairies will likely need additional moisture, while Manitoba may have too much rain in certain regions. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were up 4 to 7 cents, with the July contract up 7 at $9.36 per bushel. Solid demand is coming from soybean processors in the U.S. Prices are at a 3-week high as processors wait to turn the beans into cooking oil and feed for animals. There are continued worries excess rain in the Midwest will prevent planting the remainder of the soybean crop. The USDA said as of Sunday, 79% of the U.S. crop was planted, just shy of the 5-year average of 81%. Corn was 1 cent weaker, with the most active July contract coming in at $3.64 per bushel. Values ran into some resistance on reports of excess corn supplies in China. More rain in the U.S. Midwest could prompt some farmers to switch their crops from corn to soybeans. U.S. exporters are still having a hard time finding buyers due to the strength of the U.S. dollar and cheap supplies coming in from international competitors. Wheat was 78 cents higher, with the most frequently traded July contract up 7 cents, coming in at $5.35 a bushel. Prices rose after a government report showed winter wheat had deteriorated due to heavy rainfall. Harvest of the crop is also going extremely slowly. Just 4% of the crop had been taken in, compared to the 5-year average of 5%. Oklahoma and Texas, though, have better than expected yields. Weather concerns in France, Russia, India, and some other wheat-growing countries was bullish for U.S. values. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, June 9th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.